I am not qualified to give any class, and I was asking for 10 years to give a class, and I always refused because I don't have any qualification to do that. But after 10 years, I just understand when I receive a letter from Hare Krishna Dasi that maybe Krishna will be not pleased with me because I have to surrender, even I don't have any qualifications. And so please forgive me and be merciful to me. This is my first class. And I also don't speak so well English. And if somebody will ask questions, it's possible that I won't be able to understand. So I'm hoping that Hare Krishna Devi Dasi, she will help me. And please forgive offenses to your lotus feet. So maybe you can sit up. Rather, Madhava, you can say that for me. Yes.
Thank you.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, verse 19. Bhagavad Gita as it is by His Divine Grace, I see Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Text 19. Nanyam gunebhyam kartaram yada drastanupasyati gunebhyascha paranvetti madhavam so digachati. Nanyam gunebhyam kartaram yada drastanupasyati gunebhyascha paranvetti madhavam so digachati. Nanyam gunebhyam kartaram yada drastanupasyati gunebhyascha paranvetti madhavam so digachati. Can you respond? Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14 and verse 19. Nanyam gune
19.
14, chapter 14, text verse 19. Nanyam gunebhya kartaram yada drastanupasyati gunebhyascha param vetti madbhavam sodigacchati.
That's page 700. Nanyam gunebhya kartaram yada drastanupasyati gunebhyascha param vetti madbhavam sodigacchati.
Nanyam gunebhya kartaram yada drastanupasyati gunebhyascha param vetti madbhavam sodigacchati.
Somebody else?
Nanyam gunebhya kartaram yada drastanupasyati gunebhyascha param vetti madbhavam sodigacchati.
Nanyam gunebhya kartaram yada drastanupasyati gunebhyascha param vetti madbhavam sodigacchati.
Ladies.
Nanyam kripaya kartaram yada drastanupasyati gunebhyascha param vetti madbhavam sodigacchati.
Nanyam gunebhya kartaram yada drastanupasyati gunebhyascha param vetti madbhavam sodigacchati.
So na no.
Na no.
Anyam other.
Anyam other.
Gunebhya then the qualities.
Gunebhya then the qualities.
Kartaram performer.
Kartaram performer.
Yada when.
Yada when.
Drasta.
Drasta.
Esir.
Drasta. Esir.
Anupasyati sis properly.
Anupasyati sis properly.
Gunebhya.
Gunebhya.
To the modes of nature.
To the modes of nature.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
And.
Param.
Param.
Transcendental.
Transcendental.
Veti.
Veti.
Knows.
Knows.
Madbhavam.
Madbhavam.
To my spiritual nature.
To my spiritual nature.
Sa.
Sa.
He.
He.
Adhigacchati.
Adhigacchati.
Is promoted.
Is promoted.
Translation. When one properly sees that in all activities no other performer is at work than this mode of nature, and he knows the Supreme Lord who is transcendental to all these modes, he attains my spiritual nature. Responsibly. When one properly sees, that in all activities,
no
other performer,
is at work,
than this mode
of nature,
and he knows the Supreme Lord, who is transcendental to all these modes.
He attains
spiritual nature.
My spiritual nature.
Therefore, by His divine grace, I see Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One can transcend all the activities of the modes of material nature simply by understanding them properly, by learning from the proper souls. The real spiritual master is Krishna, and he is imparting this spiritual knowledge to Arjuna. Similarly, it is from those who are fully in Krishna consciousness that one has to learn the science of activities in terms of the modes of nature. Otherwise, one's life will be misdirected. By the instruction of a bona fide spiritual master, a living entity can know of his spiritual position, his material body, his senses, how he is entrapped, and how he is under the spell of the material modes of nature. He is helpless, being in the grip of these modes. But when he can see his real position, then he can attain to the transcendental platform, having the scope for spiritual life. Actually, the living entity is not the performer of different activities. He is forced to act because he is situated in a particular type of body, conducted by some particular mode of material nature. Unless one has the help of spiritual authority, he cannot understand in what position he is actually situated. With the association of a bona fide spiritual master, he can see his real position. And by such an understanding, he can become fixed in full Krishna consciousness. A man in Krishna consciousness is not controlled by the spell of the material modes of nature. It has already been stated in the seventh chapter that one who has surrendered to Krishna is relieved from the activities of material nature. For one is able to see things as they are, the influence of material nature gradually ceases. When one properly sees that in all activities no other performer is at work than this mode of nature, And he knows the Supreme Lord who is transcendental to all these modes. He attains my spiritual nature. So in Bhagavad Gita, it says, this divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who surrender unto me can easily cross beyond it. So, actually, Prabhupada many times explained that this process is not so difficult. He was saying that this is like jump over the water contained in the calf's footprint. This is such, if we have a knowledge how to be free from three modes of material nature, so this process is, and we surrender. So Prabhupada was saying that this is like, it is so easy, like jump over the water contained in the calf's footprint. So we are jivas, we are spirit soul, we are not this body. And a symptom of a spirit soul is consciousness. So we are spirit soul, and symptoms of a spirit soul is consciousness. And this consciousness is spread all over our body. And when this consciousness leaves this body, so body is dead. So we are jivas, and we are merged into this body, into this material body. And around us, we are surrendered. It's a house. And this house is a prakriti, this is a material nature. And around of this house is attacking us three modes of nature, goodness, passion and ignorance, these three modes of nature. And as long as we are not liberated from these three modes of nature, we have to again repeat birth, death, disease and old age. Only when we will be able to be liberated from three modes of nature, goodness, passion and ignorance, we will be able to cross this ocean of this suffering. So we are in this house made from material nature, and we are just here, and we would like to reestablish our lost relationship with God, and we would like to link with God. And from this place we have to cross oceans and mountains and layers of water to reach God. So purpose of life is to link with God, and we can link with God through bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga, that means devotional service. We have to engage ourselves in devotional service. There is no other way. We have to engage in devotional service. And this is a purpose and process in Kali Yuga is very simple, because actually Kali Yuga is a very auspicious time, because life is not so long, it's almost 100 years, And in this short life, only by chanting holy name of the Lord, we can go back to Godhead. So the process is this Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here in this purport, it is said that we, unless one has the help of spiritual authority, he cannot understand in what position he is actually situated. So I was recently hearing Srila Prabhupada, and he was saying that if we don't take spiritual initiation and we don't have a spiritual master, so he explained, Srila Prabhupada, that we will be not able to cross this ocean of this material suffering and go back to Godhead, because we need the help of a higher spiritual authority. And spiritual master can see a truth and he can guide us. Spiritual master is like a captain on a boat, and he can drive this boat to this right place. And Srila Prabhupada, he says that Lord Chaitanya, he had a spiritual master. Maybe somebody knows what is the name of a spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya. I also didn't know a few days ago. We have one devotee in Bhaktivedanta Manor, his name is Shruti Dam. He's a very advanced devotee, not like me. And I asked him, because I also forgotten, so I asked him what is the name of a spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya, and he told me that it is Ishvara Puri. And also Srila Prabhupada, he explained that Lord Krishna, he also has a spiritual master. Maybe somebody remember what is the name of Lord Krishna's spiritual master? I also didn't remember, like you, exactly the same. Put it down, he told me, is Sandipani Muni. So Supreme Personality of Godhead, he takes spiritual initiation. So what to speak about us? We also need a help of spiritual master. So here also in this purport is said that we become entrapped. We become entrapped to this material nature. How it is, what Srila Prabhupada was explaining, that it is not so important to know when we come here and what's actually happened, because this is not so important. He was saying that maybe from millions of years we're already existing in material universe. But important is to know now that we become entrapped because of two weaknesses in a heart. It's explained in Bhagavad Gita that because of two weaknesses in a heart, we become entrapped in this material nature. And a problem of material existence are due to these two weaknesses in a heart. And we have to free ourselves from these two weaknesses. So here it said that this is the most confidential part of the Vedic scriptures, O sinless one, and it is disclosed now by me. Whoever understands this will become wise, and his endeavors will know perfection. So because of these two weaknesses in the heart, we become entrapped. So what are these weaknesses? So first weakness is that we wanted to lord it over material nature. become God ourselves. We wanted to lord it over, and we give up transcendental loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is a first weakness that we did it, and this is why we are here. And the second weakness in a heart is that we didn't come to our senses when we did that and we give up devotional service to the Supreme Lord. But when we increase to lord it over material nature, we become attached to matter and material possessions. And from this we start to think, this is my body, this is my wife, this is my children, this is my house, this is my car, this is my country, and it goes on like this. Mine, mine, Srila Prabhupada was saying, mine, 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 and mine. And from this misunderstanding, we are so much suffering now. So, all this is very gradual process to understand that we are spirit soul, we are not this body. And symptom of this soul is consciousness, so it is gradual process to understand. But we should try as quick as possible not to identify with the body. And try to understand, because from only this spiritual platform we can make any spiritual advancement. So Srila Prabhupada explained that everybody wants to be happy in this material world. It's true, because I also would like to be happy. When I was distributing books, I met the people, they ignore me mostly. But sometimes somebody was intelligent and stopped, and I present this book. So I quickly was saying, listen, you want to be happy? And it was a gentleman, he was 84 years old. And he says, yes, I want to be happy. I say, yes, so please take this book. This book will help you to understand how to be happy. But Srila Prabhupada explained that in material world it is impossible to be happy. This is not possible, Prabhupada said. Prabhupada explained that human life is meant to solve a problem of birth, death, disease, and old age. Prabhupada explained that human life is meant to solve a problem. This is a problem. And mostly people, they are in deep ignorance. They don't understand that this is the biggest problem. Birth, death, disease, and old age. Nobody wants to be old, Srila Prabhupada explained. Nobody wants to be disease. Nobody wants to leave a body. Nobody wants to die. Death, Prabhupada explained, is horrible thing. And Prabhupada said, if human civilization does not completely solve this problem of birth, death, disease, and old age, is not a human civilization. Is animalistic civilization, I guess, because Srila Prabhupada doesn't explain. He says only, is not a human civilization. If doesn't completely solve this problem, that means, this is very encouraging, that means it is possible to completely solve this problem. And people, they don't know that. And this is why we are so anxious to go out to distribute these books, to give to people knowledge, because they are they are just in nothing and in ignorance. But Srila Prabhupada explained that animals, they are also innocent, but they go to slaughterhouse. So this is not a qualification to be innocent, and ignorance is very unfortunate situation. So now it is very important to understand how to free ourselves from these three modes of nature, because as long as we are in one of these modes, it is not possible to be free from birth, death, disease and old age. So in the Gita, it is said that whenever is some action, so from this action there is reaction, bad reaction or good reaction. But Srila Prabhupada explained that bad reaction or good reaction is all suffering. So we have also pious activities and impious activities. So pious activities is like good activities. So somebody by very good activities, pious activities, next life he can become very rich, very beautiful, to be born in very opulent, nice, very cultured family. But Srila Prabhupada explained that we are not interested in pious or impious activities because they are not going to free us from birth, death, disease and old age. Prabhupada explained that only in a Gita he said that only transcendental activities can free us, can save us from bondage of birth, death, disease and old age. Transcendental activities. Because everything material is suffering. Concerning this suffering, I don't know if you know Mahavishnu Goswami. Do you know Mahavishnu Goswami? Sannyasi Mahavishnu Goswami? So he was giving very wonderful classes, and he liked to say about when it was we speak about suffering, when he speak about suffering, a story of a three rings. Maybe somebody knows a story of a three rings? So can I tell you a story of a three rings?
Yes.
Is okay? So he said that young girl and young boy, they like each other, and they associate, and the boy say, listen, we are so happy together, so I will buy, first ring is engagement ring, for engagement. So girl was very happy, yes, it's wonderful. So now, when time passed, he's saying, look, everything is going on so nicely, we understand each other, so now I can buy, you know, second ring, and this is marriage ring. So, yes, it was wonderful, it was marriage, everything so happy. And time was passing by, and after, you know, sometimes this husband is saying, listen, but now we have to buy a third ring, and the name of a ring is suffering. So, this is what Mahavishnu Goswami like to speak about, three rings. So this is how it is in this material world. So this is everything, whatever is matter, is just suffering. And real pleasure, Srila Prabhupada explained, and real life is here, like is recommended by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. So this pleasure is to give up the reaction of wealth. This is a secret. to give up the reaction of work. So this is in a Gita says, and Srila Prabhupada is saying this verse so beautifully. I can't do that nicely, but I try to read to you. Is karma yam buddhi yukta hi palam tyaktva manisina janma bandha vinir mukta padam gachyantya anam mayam. So, by thus engaging in devotional service to the Lord, great sages or devotees freed themselves from the results of work. This is reaction of work. So they flee by engaging in devotional service to the Lord. They flee from the results of work in the material world. And in this way they become free from the cycle of birth and death, and attain this stage beyond all miseries by going back to Godhead. Because when they engage in devotional service and they give up reaction of work, so they become transcendentally situated, and they was free from three modes of nature. So here, for one who accepts the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Mukunda, or the giver of Mukti, the ocean of material world is like the water contained in a calf's footprint. Parampadam, or the place where there are no material miseries, or Vaikuntha, is his goal, not the place where there is danger in every step. Owing to ignorance, one does not know that this material world is a miserable place where there is danger at every step. Out of ignorance only, less intelligent persons try to adjust to the situation by fruitive activities, thinking that the resultant actions will make them happy. They do not know that no kind of material body anywhere within the universe can give life without miseries. The miseries of life, namely birth, death, disease and old age, are present everywhere within the material world. But one who understands his real constitutional position as eternal servitor of the Lord, and that knows the position of the personality of Godhead, engage himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Consequently, he becomes qualified to enter into the Vaikuntha planets, where there is neither material miserable life nor the influence of time and death. So this is by these two weaknesses in a heart, we fall down to material universe. We just give up transcendental devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we, on the top of this, we increase to lord it over material nature, and we become attached to matter and material possessions. And we just have these weaknesses in a heart, that we have weaknesses, that we would like to possess this matter. It's mine, mine, mine. So this is this problem. So here it says that we have to give up the action of wealth. And now, so this is how we can be free from these three modes of nature, that we have to engage ourselves, Prabhupada explained, in pure, transcendental devotional service to Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way, we don't take any reaction from action. Because the most important is to, we would like to be free from the reaction, any action, cause reaction, bad or good. But we would like to be free from any reaction. And Srila Prabhupada explained that he gave example when a child put a hand, no, he was also, he liked to say this about soldiers, like soldier, he's going, he's killing many people in war, but he's killing after superior authority. And after this, his reward, and he get his reward by this killing. But Srila Prabhupada explained that if you kill somebody, you will not reward, you will go to prison for that, you will be punished. But soldier is a reward because he was doing this under superior authority. So if this is possible in material world, to be free from reactions, from action, so Srila Prabhupada says, if you are doing things after the direction of the highest consciousness, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so of how it is that you will be not liberated if you surrender and you engage in devotional service, so automatically you don't take any responsibility for your activities because you are surrender, you are just doing what it is prescribed for you. So so he was giving example with the soldiers. It is, I like to think about that because it's helped me to understand how I can be properly situated. And also in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is asking Krishna three very important questions. So he is asking Krishna, what are the symptoms of a person who is transcendentally situated? That means person who is free from three modes of nature. No goodness, because goodness is actually the best. And goodness also bounds to this material world. But in goodness, you can have much more knowledge, and because of this knowledge, so you are proud, and your life is more happy because you have more, your life is more opulent, you have more facilities to enjoy it. So this happiness, when you are living a body, bounds you to this material world because you just think it was quite happy to be here. And mode of passion, this is mode of passion. Passion is unlimited hankerings and desires, no limitations. Like Hiranyakashipu, never end, never enough. And this bounds to this material universe and mode of ignorance. Of course, it is madness and illusion and ignorance. So this also can't deliver us from this material universe. So Arjuna is asking Krishna, you know, how, what is a symptom of a person who is transcendentally situated, not in any of these modes of goodness, because all of us, we somehow or other, we still are in some of these modes. Because we have to completely understand that we are not this body to be liberated from this mode. That this body is material and caused so much suffering, and we are not this body, we are spirit soul. We are consciousness. Actually, Srila Prabhupada says we are consciousness. And after he says, not exactly, we are spirit soul. And symptom of a spirit soul, he explained, is consciousness. So, so what are symptoms of a person transcendentally situated? So symptoms are that person this person is seeing friend and enemy equally, and stone and gold is the same for such a person. Honor and dishonor is also doesn't affect this person. So it's many symptoms like that. They are actually very wonderful because free a person from a suffering. And Krishna, second question he asked, what is a behavior, like this person behave? So Krishna answered, the person who is transcendentally situated is not envious, and is no hankering, and no lamenting. Because in material world everybody is hankering and lamenting. And Srila Prabhupada explained, somebody has a very good salary, 1,000, for instance, pounds, but he is saying, oh my Lord, it will be so nice to have 2,000. It's not enough, I need a little bit more. Please help me. And after, when he gets that, he's thinking, oh my Lord, this is not enough, I have so many obligations, I need more. So Srila Prabhupada explained that there is no end of these hankerings. But person situated transcendentally, no lamentation when it's lost, and no hankerings. Because everything is, this is, person is surrendered, devotee is surrendered, so he's not lamenting, but because everything comes by Krishna's mercy, by Krishna's grace. And the third question, which is, these all questions are very important, but third question is, Arjuna is asking, what is the means to be liberated, to attain to the transcendental position? What is the means? Do you understand me, what I am saying?
Yes.
Can you understand what I am speaking?
Yes.
Do I speak clearly?
Yes.
Actually, I am not speaking myself. I have nothing to say. Srila Prabhupada said, if somebody say, I am thinking, he is not a guru, he is a dog. So I am not thinking anything. I am just repeating only what my spiritual master is teaching me and what Krishna is teaching us in Bhagavad Gita. I have nothing to say myself. So he is asking, what are the means to be liberated, to be transcendentally, to attain this transcendental position? So Krishna, this is answer. This is by bhakti yoga, by devotional service. And that means acting for Krishna, not more for ourselves. Just acting for Krishna, like gopis. They are only interested if Krishna is happy, to make Krishna happy. If my unhappiness is Krishna's happiness, Radharani is saying, so my unhappiness is my happiness. So here it's verse in Gita, actually it's a secret verse, concerning bhakti yoga. So this is for acting for Krishna. So one who engages in full devotional service, unfolding in all circumstances, at once transcends modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. One who engages in full devotional service, unfolding in all circumstances, he transcends on these modes of nature. So Srila Prabhupada explains that when one is conscious of this material body, because we are not this body, we are consciousness, we are spirit soul. So when somebody is conscious of this material body, he just identifies completely with this material body, so he only is acting for sense gratification. So, of course, devotees, this concerns karmis, because they don't have knowledge, they are in complete ignorance. But devotees, it is not easy to be liberated and from these designations and to understand that I am not this body. But at least devotees, they try to understand that. And but devotees, we know that we are servant of God. So when somebody understands that he is servant of God, Because in material world, everybody wants to be number one. That means to be God. But in spiritual world, everybody wants to be number two. Nobody wants to be number one, because number one is Krishna. And everybody wants to be number two, to be a servant. So when devotees understand that we are servants, servant of a servant of a servant. So when you know that, you engage in devotional service. And when we engage in devotional service, so Prabhupada explains that automatically, when we engage, this identity with material body is forgotten. Because we are so much absorbed to do service to the Lord, that automatically we just forgotten this identity with this material body. So when we engage, automatically we forgotten, we just don't identify with material body. And when one engages in devotional service, so automatically, Srila Prabhupada says, automatically he is free from these three modes of nature. So this is why he liked to say, Srila Prabhupada, that this is so easy, like to jump over the water contained in the calf's footprint. When there is a knowledge, so it's possible to understand how to be liberated by devotional service. And automatically, when we engage in devotional service to the Lord, we are free from three modes of nature. And Prabhupada explains that we doesn't need to make any separate endeavor to be free from this mode. So, and when we engage in pure devotional service, so Srila Prabhupada explains that it is not even important to know what we are doing. If somebody doesn't understand, doesn't have a knowledge, doesn't understand, no, I am engaging this service, but I can't really understand what I am doing, why I am doing that. But Srila Prabhupada says that this doesn't matter, because when somebody is engaged, he is automatically free from three bonds of nature, and he will go back to Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada liked to give this example. And the mother is saying to the child, please, please don't put your hand to the fire, because when you put this hand, it will be burned. But child doesn't want to listen, mother, and put a hand to the fire. And if child understand or not understand, hand will be burned. So this example, Srila Prabhupada, he liked to, I was hearing this example. And when Hiranyakashipu, he asked his son, Prahlad Maharaj, what is the best to do? So Prahlad Maharaj, he says, the best is to search for God, because everything material has end, and everything, and consciousness, he says, is endless. So it is endless. There is no end to consciousness, because consciousness is eternal. So now this is a movement of Lord Chaitanya movement. So mostly disciples of Lord Chaitanya, they were householders. I don't know, I think here is probably quite a lot of householders. Is it true?
Yes.
There are some householders here?
Yes.
Who is householder, please? Wow, this size, no householders. But here, ladies are householders. So this is a movement of householders, and Lord Chaitanya himself was householder, and Nityananda Prabhu was householder, and Advaita Acharya was a householder, and Lord Krishna was also, he has many wives, And they was all free from three modes of nature. So it is possible because this is the greatest mercy. It's a Lord Chaitanya movement. And Srila Prabhupada explained that Lord Chaitanya make everything easy. And he made easy. It is for householder movement, it's easy, because sometimes I hear householders, they are complaining, they say, you are living in a temple, and we are not living in a temple, it is so difficult, we don't know how many times we can get up early in the morning, we don't have time to chant our rounds, it's so many problems. So, but Prabhupada explained that it is Lord Chaitanya make easy, and it is, he explained that it doesn't matter what occupation you have. You can have a different occupation wherever you are working, in a factory or any place. This is, doesn't matter whatever occupation you have. Srila Prabhupada explained that you must hear Krishna Katha. So this is Lord Chaitanya movement. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. This, when I come to this movement in the beginning, so it is one devotee, he was Prabhu Vishnu, he is now sannyasi, and he was in very place, in this temple, and he, every day I was hearing Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. He was always repeating this. Shravanam, hearing, and Smaranam, remembering. Shravanam, hearing and remembering. So, whatever you are doing, and everything will be adjusted, and if you hear, and if you hear, Prabhupada explained, your mind become clear and clear and clear and clear by hearing. And by this hearing, everything will be adjusted. Simply by hearing, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. And we must continue to hear Gita. Srila Prabhupada explained it, we must continue this process. And if we continue this process of hearing Krishna Katha, so we will see personally how our heart become clear and clear and clear, and we make progress. So this is a question of purification of a mind and heart. By this hearing, everything will be adjusted, and mind will become, we will be able to understand. And the mind will become clear and more clear by Krishna Katha, by hearing, when we continue this process of hearing. And Srila Prabhupada explained that when you read my books, so he says reading is like hearing. It's the same. So we have to read. Srila Prabhupada, he said, if you read my books, chant 16 rounds and follow four religious principles, I guarantee that you will go back to Godhead. So this process of hearing clear and clear our heart also, and we make progress, and real identification is coming, that we are pure consciousness. Srila Prabhupada explained that it is not very easy to take for granted that I am not Indian. It's not very easy because Srila Prabhupada always is teaching us we are not Indian, we are not American, we are not Polish, we are not Jewish. But at the same time, he says that it is not easy to understand that I am not Indian. Because we are very attached to this body. But he says that by hearing, we clear our mind, these designations will go easily away. And he was saying, please try to do that. So I can understand myself when I hear and read books. I have also great difficulties to not identify with this body. But only by this hearing, and remembering, I can understand that. And Srila Prabhupada also explained that as long as we have this body, we have to work. And he says that it is not possible to not to work, because we must maintain ourselves, so we have to work. So householders, they are working. But even, Prabhupada explained, if we are doing some ordinary work that is given to us by destiny or by some circumstances, if we are doing this ordinary work, so this is okay. Even he explained, if we must lie in this work, he said, this is okay, we can even do that, he said, if this helps us that we can maintain ourselves, right? So Prabhupada explained that even if you need to lie in this work to say something, this you can do it. But Srila Prabhupada explained that you must purify this work by giving result to the Lord Krishna. So, this is very important to remember this always, that human birth is meant, to make solution to the problem of a birth, death, disease and old age. This is human birth. To solve a problem, because this is a problem, the biggest problem. And if human civilization doesn't solve completely this problem, it's not a human civilization. And how to be free from this situation? It is only possible by chanting holy name of God in this Kali Yuga. There is no other way. We are not sectarian, Srila Prabhupada explained. You can chant holy name of Lord Jesus Christ, but we are chanting holy name of Lord Krishna, and by chanting of holy name of the Lord, and mind become more clear and clear, and we can understand how we become entrapped in this material world, and we slowly can understand when we have a spiritual master. The most important is to take initiation, to have a spiritual master, and he will help to be free from this entrapment. And and this is all possible only by mercy of God. Because when Lord Rasavadeva was preaching to his 100 sons, so he was giving them so many instructions. But in the end, he said that actually, ultimately, everything depends on mercy of God. So here in the Gita, in chapter 18, text 58, it says, if you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. So everything depends on God's mercy and God's grace. And if, however, you do not work in such consciousness, but act through false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost. So, Satsvarupa Maharaj, who was very dear to Srila Prabhupada, and he has lots of association with Srila Prabhupada, he explains, and Srila Prabhupada many times was saying, please pray. Pray to God. This is very important. Because we don't understand that God is hearing us. But when we pray, so we have to pray for mercy. And in this way, when we pray, Krishna is helping us. One time, Srila Prabhupada was walking with his disciples in a park, and it was a lake, and it was many ducks in this park. So one duck, she was quacking very loudly, quack, 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 quack. So Srila Prabhupada says, look, this duck is quacking, she's the loudest one, and we are giving her a bread. We are feeding her because she is quacking so loudly. So Prabhupada says, if you are like this duck and you are praying and praying and begging for mercy, so Krishna will give you this mercy. Here are also some important verses that, for finishing this class, I would like to share with you. So it is said that, in other words, devotional service to Krishna in full consciousness is the most confidential part of knowledge, and this is the essence of the whole Bhagavad Gita, this devotional service. And to those who are constantly devoted, serving me with love, I give an understanding by which they can come to me. So Krishna will help from within. He will speak. He will help to understand how to overcome these criminals of nature and to be transcendentally situated in pure devotional service, even being householder and having so many responsibilities to maintain house and house, wife and children. Even Srila Prabhupada says that in Kali Yuga it's a heroism to maintain one wife and one child. It's a heroism, he said. But even, because it's Lord Chaitanya movement, even it is so, it is a heroism. But it is possible, because Lord Chaitanya movement is giving all these facilities by hearing Krishna Katha. Everything becomes adjusted. And here is said that those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. So faith is very important. If we don't have a faith, so it's very difficult to make any progress. And here this verse is saying that, but ignorant and faithless, who doubt the revealed scriptures, do not attain God consciousness. They fall down. For the doubting soul, there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next. So I was hearing recently, Srila Prabhupada was discussing somebody from material world, some scientist, and some mundane people. They was asking Srila Prabhupada many questions, and they didn't have so much faith. So Srila Prabhupada says, they was following Lenin. So Prabhupada says, you follow Lenin, this is okay. You have a Lenin, but we always must have somebody to believe. But we follow Lord Krishna. So if you like to follow Lenin, you follow Lenin, but we follow Vedas. And we believe in Vedas. And And some people, they just read always newspapers. So they get knowledge from newspapers and they have a faith in newspapers, but we have a faith in the Vedas. But some of them was asking, but how do you know that God exists? So why do you have this faith? So Srila Prabhupada explained that yes, everything is based on faith. And if you would like to know, he says to this person, who is your father? Who can tell you that? You know, who can tell you who is your father?
Mother.
Of course. Only mother. And if mother say, this is your father, and you say, I don't believe you, mother, so you will never know who is your father. So Srila Prabhupada explained that in this way we understand that we follow Vedas and we have a faith, implicit faith in Krishna, in God and Guru. I finish here. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. And there is some questions. There are some questions. No questions.
Any questions? Gujarati
Mapo Choi,
I can translate.
Everybody understand English? Okay. Maybe I can read the verse once again. When one properly sees that in all activities no other performer is at work than this mode of nature, and he knows the Supreme Lord, who is transcendental to all these modes, he attains my spiritual nature.
No question? You want to ask, because you were asking last week. You want to ask some questions? Because you were asking last week, you can ask now. He didn't write?
No questions.
I'm sure there are. They are just taking a little time. I'm sure there are.
ભગવાનમાં વિશ્વાસ કરતા હોય પણ ક્યારેક આપણો એવો ટાઈમ આવી જાય કે આપણો વિશ્વાસ છે એ ડગમગ થવા માંડે.
So she
તો ત્યારે શું કેવી રીતના આપણે કંટ્રોલ કરવાનું છે કે આપણો ભરોસો તૂટી ના જાય.
So Marva, she's saying that usually we have faith and trust, but sometimes the faith or the trust is wavering. So what can we do at that time?
What I am doing when my faith starts to be not so strong, so I just immediately repeat this, so Srila Prabhupada liked to this nice story that it was a, you know, Narada Muni, he was going to the spiritual world. You can understand, Narada, you can understand, yes, Narada Muni was going to the spiritual world. No, and before going to the spiritual world, he met here one Brahmin who was studying Vedas. And he has a lot of knowledge, he was constantly studying. And he says, oh Narada Muni, you are going now to see Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. So please ask him when I am going back to Godhead. He says, okay, I will ask. So after he met a cobbler, and you know, he was just saying, oh, you are going to see Lord Narayan, so please ask him when I am going back to Godhead. So when Narada Muni met Narayan, he says, you know, I just met this Brahmin, and he was asking me when he is coming back to Godhead. So Narayan, he says, oh, this it will take millions of years before he will be able to go back to Godhead. So Narada Muni was very surprised. He says, how it is possible? He is so learned. He has so much knowledge. He is studying holy scriptures all the time. But he says, no, this is okay. If you know the best, you go, when you go to the down, you just tell him, when he will ask you, what, you tell him what I am doing. Tell him that I am putting elephant through an eye in the needle. You tell him this Brahmin. But what about cobbler? He asked Narada Muni. But cobbler, he will just come back to Godhead very soon. He's just very quickly he will be back. And he's really, I don't understand why it is. He is not studying, he is sitting on a tree and he is repairing shoes. He doesn't know anything. But he says, okay, Narayan, you go down and tell him what I am doing. I am putting elephant through the nine needles. So when Narada Muni came to the earth, he says he met this Brahmin, and Brahmin approached him and say, oh, so have you seen Narayan? What he says when I am coming? What he was, you know, he told me to, he wants me to tell you what he is doing, what his activities, Narayan activities. So his activities all are that he is putting elephants through an eye in a needle. And this cobbler says, and Brahmin says, what you are saying to me? This is why I don't believe to this nonsense, to this, what you are saying. This is nonsense what you are saying. This is why I don't believe, you know, in all this nonsense, you know. It is nonsense what you are saying. So Narada Muni does understand why he can't go back to Godhead. And after he met a cobbler, and he says to cobbler, yes, I met Narayan, and so he says, oh, you met Narayan, and he just was putting elephants through an eye in the needle. And cobbler start to cry, oh my God, my Lord is so wonderful, he was putting elephants through an eye in the needle. And he start to cry, how wonderful Narayan is. But Narada Muni was very surprised. He says, why do you believe in such a thing that Narayan can put elephants through eye in needle? Why do you believe in things like that? Can you explain to me? And Srila Prabhupada, he says, our faith is based on knowledge. It's not it's based on knowledge, our faith. And he says, why I believe? Look, he says, I am sitting here in this banyan tree. You know, have you seen banyan tree? It's a huge tree, many, many branches. I am sitting here, and you know, here, this banyan tree, so many seeds. And from each seed, when you put to the ground, is growing another banyan tree. So if Lord can do such a thing, that from each seed, if Lord can do such a thing that from each seed is growing another banyan tree, so why he can't put elephants through an eye in the needle? So Narada Muni understood why this Brahmin was not able to go back to Godhead, but cobbler who was sitting on a tree and doesn't study any literature, he was going back to Godhead. So when my face is very meager and I start to be just don't want to do service and I start to be miserable, so I immediately think about this story. And usually this helps me immediately. There is other questions?
Mataji, you've been doing, this is a personal question, about your service at the manor. You're doing wonderful sweet service.
Hare Krishna, the Prabhu said, I mean, you've been serving Lord Shiva's out there for many years, and, you know, sort of, how does it make you feel? Like, sometimes, you know, in ourselves, it's just like neophyte devotees in front of you. And, you know, some of us...
Not really. Are, yeah. I would say that I am neophyte devotee in front of you.
Sometimes when we are doing our devotional service, we have all sorts of different challenges coming in our path. And, you know, how do we deal with these kind of problems, like in our services at the temple, in our services with other Vaishnavas? I mean, how do you deal with, you know, these kind of problems?
This is very important question, what you are asking now. It's very important, because this is true, that, you know, for it is completely different situation for householders. Right. So it is here, it's an intelligent man in human society should make his progress, his program of activities very simple. So this is Prabhupada, when I come to this movement, just in the beginning, in 72, I was constantly hearing high thinking, simple life and high thinking, right? So simple life, if there are suggestions from his friends, children, parents, brothers, or anyone else, he should eagerly, externally agree, saying, yes, that is all right. But internally, he should be determined not to create a cumbersome life in which the purpose of life will not be fulfilled. An ideal service for a householder is deity worship. This is the most important, to deity worship at home, or panchatattva, or varnitai, and either at home or in the temple. As one cleans the altar, cooks or dresses the deity, one should relish the nectar of meditating on the Lord's lotus feet, as King Kulashekara says in this prayer. So, you know, this, you are engaged whole day in your activities only thinking 24 hours a day, like Prabhupada desires, about Krishna. Because if you have a deity or panchatattva at home, so your husband is working, if you don't work, he is working, but he earned money for maintaining, actually, deities at home. And because whatever you eat, whatever you offer, whatever you give away, and all austerities you perform should be done as an offering unto me. So when he is working, your husband, he should think about God all the time, because he is not working for himself, not for sense gratification. He is trying to keep his life as simple as possible, and he brings money. And what you are doing with this money? You are buying boga to offer to the Lord. You are following for religious principles. You surrender soul. You are doing what Lord what you want you to do. And you are cooking not for yourself. You cook the most important item in cooking, Srila Prabhupada, when he was asking him what it is. So he says, first is to cook for Lord. He says, never cook for anyone else. And he explained, when you have a husband, you are cooking for Krishna in a heart. Your husband is Krishna. So you cook always for Krishna, never for anyone else. So in this way, you after all activities that you are doing at home are for the Lord, and every day family can come together and chant holy name of God, and this whole day can be. We have one devotee. His name is Mohan. He was 20 years reluctant, and for 20 years he was thinking to take initiation or not, but he was coming to the temple. For 20 years he doesn't take initiation. Ultimately he took now, but he's a chemist, and he is like working in this shop like 10, 11 hours every day. So what he's doing, he has Srila Prabhupada deities in a shop, And when the clients, people are coming, so he, when he speak to him, them too, so he is thinking they are not this body, Krishna, God is in their heart. So in this way he engage mind, all the time thinking about Krishna. And after he is coming to the temple, this association is very important. So he is coming as much as he can, but at least once a month, so twice a month to come to the temple, associate with devotees. This depends how you are feeling, right? And in this way, it's no problem. It's very easy to go back to Godhead. And if you know that Krishna Katha is such an important thing, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, this is a movement of hearing. So Lord Chaitanya made very easy. He was householder himself. So you, Prabhupada explained, you are in hallucination if you think that you go back to Godhead, keeping aloof from a devotee. So this is what you are doing. You just come here. You are not ordinary people. You are unique personalities. Prabhupada explained that this is not that everybody is the same, because there are three modes of nature. So some are situated in goodness, in passion, so or ignorance. So it's nonsense to make society which is there is no, everybody is the same. This is nonsense. Classless society. This is nonsense. And he says even between animals, they are different animals, because he says flies, for instance, they go to the stool. Have you seen flies on a stool? So they delight, you know, flies to eat stool. But he says bees never go to the stool, they go to the flowers. So between people, devotees, Prabhupada says they are unique personalities, highly intelligent. And devotees, they go to flowers, they are like a bees. They are sucking honey, not anything else. So, you know, he says that we must appreciate association with devotees. It's the most important. It's actually is the whole process to associate with devotees. So you come here, you are very special people. So Lord Chaitanya actually make very easy these things for such advanced devotees like you are, that you are actually already liberated. But this hearing is the most important, because clear a mind, I am in the same situation like you. So what I am doing, I just try to hear every day, because I know that Prabhupada promised that if I don't read every day at least half an hour his books and chant 16 rounds every day, so certainly Maya will overcome me. So and Maya is very strong. You know, by this hearing process, I can see myself, that my consciousness, Prabhupada says, you can't see electricity. You can't see consciousness. You can't see spirit soul. But this exists. Even we can't see electricity, but this exists. And when you are acting, and what is a process? Process is by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is a process. And by hearing. So Prabhupada was repeating, by hearing your mind and your heart become clear and clear and clear and clear. He is repeating five times. So we have to hear, of course. Without hearing, this is very difficult. So everybody, Lord Chaitanya made very easy by, and we have to continue to read Gita, because Bhagavad Gita is amazing book. It's just everything in Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? You know better, than me, because you took very good births. You have very good past karma. Prabhupada said that somebody who is born in India or in this body that you have, these are reward for very good activities in previous life. I was born in Poland. And so, you know, Krishna punished me very much for my very sinful activities in previous life because actually, you know, I go through a terrible situation. It was war with Hitler and Stalin, but actually, you know, the same time Krishna showed me mercy. It was mercy because I suffered so much. I saw so many miseries in this material world that seeing all these things, I just realized that this material world is not a place for a gentleman, like Srila Prabhupada was saying. And I turned my eyes completely towards Lord Jesus Christ. And after, by mercy of Lord Jesus Christ, I was able to meet Srila Prabhupada, and when I was hearing this teaching, no meeting, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex life, so I understood that this is pure teaching of Lord Jesus Christ. And nobody is following this, because Christians, they are hypocrites. They say they are Christian, but they are not following any process. So this is why I joined immediately Hare Krishna movement, because this is only one movement on this planet, ISKCON. There is nothing else that you can, by mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada, we can be liberated from these three modes of nature and we'll be free from birth, death, disease and old age. What do you think?
I think so. You are right, Mataji.
So there are some questions, more questions? So is this all right?
Yes, Mother, we should thank you very much. Krishna means attractive, all attractive. And you have very nicely attracted so many people here this evening by being a very clear messenger for Srila Prabhupada and so eloquently giving us Srila Prabhupada's instruction. We thank you very much indeed. We have one more little thing before we take prasadam, and we have a past time of celebrating birthdays in the Namahata. So we have a birthday cake, and the recipient of this birthday cake doesn't know yet that it's her birthday cake. And this is Mother Hare Krishna Dasi.
But
all
thanks,
this is
just a bit.
So happy birthday to you.
Oh, really? As well? Harry Ball.
It's Mother Jostenven's birthday, too.
So it's a dual birthday. Vivia is asking me, how old are you? I'm going to say to her that when I'm as old as Mother Kulangala, I hope that I will be able to do what she's doing, and I hope she will give me her blessing. She already sang so nicely to follow in her footsteps. And all these wonderful congregation members, they're so nice, and you can see doing all these wonderful things, that they will help me to follow in your footsteps, because of course without our congregation, you know, we are nothing. And it is so nice, they come week after week and they struggle we all struggle together, but when we hear and when we meet such wonderful devotees and Lila Purushottam Prabhu and Yogya Prasad Prabhu, they come from so far away and give us the mercy of this parampara. So they are like a transparent media through which this message is coming from time immemorial. And we must not forget why initially we were attracted to asking Mata Kodangana to come. And that was to support her in her cow protection program. So we have a little gift for her to take with her. And I think Hiran Prabhu has brought that. It's a Lakshmi collected by Namahata members over a long, long time. Because we all give regularly standing orders to this mission of Namahata. This is a marketplace. Mata Kulangana said she was coming here because the marketplace is so merciful, she said. And regularly you all give. She said that when you work, why are we working? We don't want reactions. But when we work, we can purify our work by giving the fruits of our work to Krishna. And you all do that. You all give standing orders. And from these standing orders, we have gathered a sum of £251, a check. I think it's Lakshmi that Mata Kulangana will receive on our behalf from Namahata. And she has also brought some wonderful books which are on the altar here.
Here is right is something about cows. So maybe I shortly can say that actually cows are extremely important because they are, you know, when you tissue in a brain is respiritualized and there is possibility to remember God. So by eating this prasadam and drinking milk of a cow, is a religiosity, liquid religiosity. And tissue in a memory is respiritualized. And there is possibility to remember God. So she is giving milk, but she doesn't drink this milk. And milk is compared to the nectar. So also milk increases duration of life. Milk is miraculous food. And milk contains all vitamins necessary for a body. And concerning cows, even the dung can be utilized as a fuel. And Prabhupada explained that the Nanda Maharaj, he had 900,000 cows. And he says that these cows are so dear to them that even they don't employ anybody to go with these cows on a field. But Krishna and his friends, they go on a field with these cows on the bank of the river Jamuna. Jamuna Tira is in this song. This is how they are going, you know, with these cows. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. This is that Krishna is wandering. They have a tiffin. They take tiffins, Prabhupada said, and to have something to eat. And they go with these cows, and they play, and also they drink this milk, they eat butter and yogurt. And also he said, Prabhupada, that when girl is going to be married, so parents are trying to find a good husband for her, so they go to another house, and when they see that, you know, in this house it's a lot of grains, and the cows, so they are very, it is very good. They are very satisfied because they understand that it is a very good situation. So the cows are very dear to Krishna, and Krishna likes cows. And here, Syama Sundar, he writes this very wonderful book, actually, Protecting Cows. I bring some of this book here, maybe somebody would like to buy it. And here is a lot of information from spiritual world, like Nanda Maharaj and Krishna are going to play with these cows. And it's a lot of information how to maintain these cows, how to milking them. Very nice book. Here it's, actually I wanted to read this to you. Is about Radharani.
So prayers to Radharani. Oh Radha, I have fallen into the horrible ocean of birth and death, and I am frightened, but I am seeking your shelter. O Queen of the Demigods, please free me from all fears. This is very nice verse. So I would like to ask you one question. If you don't have any questions, do you think that you remember something from this class and it helps you to understand a problem, how to be free from tremors of nature? What do you think? Do you understand something, what I was speaking? I didn't speak, it was Prabhupada speaking. I didn't speak to you. I was speechless. This is all what Srila Prabhupada is teaching us. So I just repeat only what he is saying, how it is important, you know, to have this knowledge, because knowledge is like a fire and burns all sinful and pious and impious activities, burns into ashes. Therefore, knowledge is very important, and I just repeat this knowledge, you know. I have nothing to say because I don't know anything. I only know what Srila Prabhupada is teaching us. So this is very important knowledge, because these are all Prabhupada words. So I would like to know if you remember something, and do you think that it helps you to understand your problem? How many devotees are initiated here? Yeah, this is what it is, you know. Prabhupada, he said, because, you know, some devotees, they think it's not so important to be initiated, but this is a great problem, because Srila Prabhupada, he says, it is impossible to go. You can't go back to Godhead if you don't have a spiritual master.
But there are some who are also aspiring.
This is very encouraging, because this is a friend, the best friend, spiritual master can deliver you from this ocean of birth, disease and old age. So this is why it is so important to understand that. But do you think that you understand everything, what I was saying, did it help you to understand a problem? What do you think? Or you didn't understand? How is it?
Bolo bada tamne samajh padi. Yes, Mataji, instructions were very clear throughout your class. All the instructions which are there in Bhagavad Gita, which Srila Prabhupada has given us and Krishna.
To understand that, you know, human birth is meant to solve a problem of birth, death, disease and old age. This is first thing. If we constantly to understand this, that this is possible, because Prabhupada says that if we don't completely solve this problem, this is not human birth, not human civilization. So that means if we don't completely solve, that means we can completely solve this problem. That means there is no problem of birth, death, disease and old age. Isn't it wonderful? What do you think?
Very Mother, we have a very small problem. We have to vacate this hall by 10:30. It's a little problem. So I don't wish to
So if somebody is interested, so please I bring about a few of these books if somebody would like to buy me. Thank you very much.
Mother Kulandana ki.
Jai.
This is
Jai. 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 J